Baseball legend Henry Aaron died last week at age 86. Breaking Babe Ruth's home run record in 1974, Aaron became the target of white supremacists, threatened by his accomplishment. Early in his career, commentator and writer Martha Ackman recalls, Aaron spent a few months in the Negro League, where facing down racism was as commonplace as staring down fastballs.
Aaron was 18 years old when he signed as an infielder with the league-leading Indianapolis Clowns. He hadn't seen much of the world as he left Mobile, Alabama for the Clowns. He had a duffel bag stuffed with two changes of clothes, $1.50 in his pocket, and ham sandwiches his mother had packed for him. Veteran ballplayers took him under their wing and prepared him for what was to come. Jeers from white fans who derided him with taunts of watermelon, dice shooter, and cotton picker. Whites in a New Orleans ballpark sitting in box seats while blacks sat behind chicken wire. When Jim Crow curfew laws dictated black men had to be off the roads by 10 p.m., one teammate warned him, "We need to play hard and we need to play fast." But nowhere did Henry Aaron more vividly encounter racism than on the road at restaurants. Old-timer ballplayers knew they would frequently have to go round back to be served cold sandwiches at a takeout window designated for black customers. If they found a restaurant that served blacks, things could be worse. Aaron recalled one afternoon after a rainout in Washington, D.C. The team found a restaurant nearby and ordered their meal. After Aaron had finished, a white server picked up his plate and headed to the kitchen. That's when he heard it, the crash of dinner plates being smashed. If dogs had eaten off of those plates, he remembered, they'd have washed them. Decades later, Aaron met up with former Negro League teammates at a celebration in Cooperstown. One could imagine him thinking about the advice one of them had shared years before. "The more fans give it to you, the harder you hit," he had told Aaron. "It's a victory over bigotry."
Martha Ackman is the author of Curveball, the remarkable story of Toni Stone, first woman to play professional baseball in the Negro League. She lives in Leverett, Massachusetts. This is New England Public Media.